Eddie Klepp first gained notoriety as a ball player whose trials in some ways oddly mirrored those of Jackie Robinson. Klepp was a left-handed, 5'7", 170-pound white man who played in the Negro American League in 1946, the same year Robinson played for the Montreal Royals and the Dodgers. However, Eddie's colorful lifestyle would lead him down a different path. I'm Nina Instead, and this is Deadball. Eddie Klepp, born in Erie, Pennsylvania, on October 12, 1918, was the fourth of six children. His father, Constance Klepp, nicknamed Gust, was a Polish immigrant who owned a grocery store. Eddie's story, well, it almost didn't happen because he and his younger brother, Jules, they nearly drowned in a boating accident on Lake Erie in 1938. Eddie's father loved baseball, and he would take the children to watch Glenwood League games on the weekends. When the Great Depression hit, Gust had to close the family store, and they relocated to the Polish part of town. The Klepp family was one of the lucky families during the Depression, as Gust found work as a welder, which meant he still had time and a bit of money for baseball. Of all of his kids, Eddie enjoyed the sport nearly as much as his old man, and on the weekends, Eddie would climb the fence so he could watch ball games at the local field. Like any other Depression-era kid, Eddie did his part to help the family, walking the railroad tracks, collecting bits of coal for the home fires, and picking good rocks to throw as pitching practice. Eddie wasn't the only Klepp to hang out near the tracks. His father walked along them to get to his welding job, and it was on those tracks that Gust lost his life. In March of 1937, Gust was working his welding job, doing some work on a steam train when he lost focus and was struck by an automated freight car. He was dragged, his body mangled. As was custom at the time, his body, what was left of it, was brought to the Klepp home. Eddie Klepp was 18 years old, and the death of his father hit him hard. Just a few weeks after the tragic accident that took his father's life, Eddie had the first of many brushes with the law. In 1940, Eddie met a girl, Ethel Fellman, a pretty 17-year-old with strawberry blonde hair. Eddie set his sights on Ethel, and she later described him saying, "He was the kind of guy who could talk the birds from the trees." Eddie and Ethel began dating, and she soon became pregnant with their first child, a son. In the 1940s, being pregnant and unmarried was scandalous, so a wedding was hastily planned for March of 1941. On the night before the wedding, Eddie slipped into the Fellman's bathroom where he downed a reddish liquid, then climbed out the window, running down the street away from his obligations. He didn't make it very far. He passed out face down in the gutter. When they found him, Eddie's face was red, both literally and figuratively. He'd drunk a bottle of mercurochrome instead of the iodine he'd intended. He survived, and while the wedding was delayed, it was not denied. The pair married in August of 1941, but they separated after a few weeks. Ethel later said that Eddie was always getting himself in trouble, that you could see the devil in his eyes. He once burned down his uncle's home in a prank that went wrong, and that prank sent Eddie away on an arson charge. Another time, Eddie was out drinking someplace while his beloved, Ethel, she was out drinking someplace else. The two crossed paths, and then they crossed fists. Every time the two would get together, it ended in trouble. And it didn't take too long for Eddie and Ethel to separate for good. Their son was raised by Ethel's parents, who treated him as their own child, and was eventually told that Ethel was his older sister. I'm not sure when he found out Ethel was his mother. We've touched lightly on Eddie's rap sheet, and honestly, his criminal record is longer and more detailed than his baseball career. His crimes included the previously mentioned arson, as well as disorderly conduct, larceny, assault and battery, adultery, among others. But the most interesting part of Eddie's life happened in 1945. Eddie Klepp was 25, and he was the only white player with the Erie Pontiacs, a black team in the semi-pro Glenwood League in Pennsylvania. He was one of the league's top pitchers, and during the 1945 season worked in an exhibition game between a Glenwood League All-Star team and the Negro American League's Cleveland Buckeyes, who would go on to defeat the Homestead Grays of the Negro National League in four straight games in the 1945 Negro World Series. Now, the Buckeyes, they were owned by a flamboyant man named Ernie Wright. And Wright knew the importance of publicity, and he loved the idea of a white man playing, because this would draw in bigger crowds and create some excitement. In his own way, Ernie Wright was a lot like Branch Rickey. So the Buckeyes arrived in Birmingham for a home game against the Black Barons. As was customary, the players dressed in their flannels at the hotel and then rode the bus to Rickwood Park. When they got to the park, as they were ready to go out on the field and warm up, the police arrived, and they said, "Who's the manager of this ball club? We were told you have a white man on the team, and he can't play." Jimmy Jones, the Buckeyes' press agent, he asked if Klepp could sit in the dugout. The police responded, "He can't even dress out. He can only sit in the stands." So Klepp went back to the hotel, changed into street clothes, and returned to the ballpark. He took a seat behind the Buckeyes' dugout. That's when the police said he had to move to the white section if he wanted to stay at the field. And while he did not play in that game, Klepp became the first white American to play baseball in the Negro League when he pitched seven innings for the Buckeyes on May 29, 1946, in an 8-6 win over the Chicago American Giants at a game in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But 6 weeks later, the Buckeyes released Eddie. With no one else in baseball looking to sign him, he reluctantly returned to Erie, Pennsylvania, where he went on trial for burglary, larceny, and receiving stolen goods. The next time Eddie played baseball was at Rockview State Prison. After serving his time, Eddie faded into obscurity. He died in a California charity bed on November 21, 1981, from conditions arising from long-term alcoholism. Singer-songwriter Chuck Brodsky, he memorialized Klepp's time in the Negro League in his song, The Ballad of Eddie Klepp. The Dead Ball Podcast is created by Tim Scott. This week's episode was written by me, Nina Instead, and researched by Leanne Flanagan. Chuck Walters is our technical consultant and audio editor. If you're enjoying the podcast, take a moment to leave a rating or review on your favorite podcatcher. This helps other baseball lovers find the show and the stories shared here. To learn more, or to talk with like-minded baseball fans, join the Dead Ball discussion group on Facebook.